This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are with Carissa Thomas, a personal development speaker and the award-winning author of Uncertainty to Confidence, A New Way of Living Your Life. She is here to talk to us today about her new book, The Look of Success, A Guide for Wanting, Achieving, and Sustaining Overall Success in your life. She also teaches nationally through lectures on creating a shift in consciousness. Carissa, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric, for having me back. I'm so glad to be back on the show.
Well, thank you. And also, thanks for taking the time for coming on back over. So, first of all, what are the laws of leadership in wanting, achieving, and sustaining the look of success?
Well, Eric, there are actually several laws, and I'm just going to mention the top five. Integrity sort of like is for effective leaders where you deal with your moral character. Then we have your character, motivation, self-awareness, accountability, self-control, adaptability, reliability. These are some of the laws that we have when we think about wanting and achieving success.
Now, the world's certainly looking to be successful. So what is the first thing a person needs to do when they are serious about going after success?
You have to start with yourself. You have to start with developing that mental attitude that you need to focus towards your goals, fine-tuning that inner voice, because without fine-tuning that inner voice, there wouldn't be any clarity. So first, it's not only just going after what you need to go after, becoming knowledgeable. Those are all the things that we know we have to do. Set goals, create a plan, follow through. That's automatic. But now you have to condition yourself. You have to condition your mindset and prepare yourself for that transition or that energy or build that energy that you need for success and leadership.
Now, speaking of that, how does someone go about working on their belief system?
Well, you have to start by clearing room within yourself, clearing out the energies that isn't effective. So procrastination, not attending to certain things that you need to be attending to, clearing away all the things that is impeding your success. So maybe your debt is something, financial debt is something that you probably want to clear up because that plays a toll on your energy. You also want to go about it by creating an environment that suits success. The way you dress, the way you wake up every day. You have to prepare yourself for what's to come if you're serious about making those changes for success.
Today we are with Carissa Thomas, a personal development speaker and the award-winning author of Uncertainty to Confidence, A New Way of Living Your Life. She's also here to speak with us today about her new book, The Look of Success, A Guide for Wanting, Achieving, and Sustaining Overall Success in Your Life, here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Carissa, where does someone get the motivation that they need to fight for what they want?
You have to, I think a lot of times we get caught up in not knowing where to go and not knowing where to look for this motivation, and we think that it's going to come to you. It's something that you have to derive from within yourself. You have to want it. You have to want something. And discovering that something can be challenging, and I've noticed that it's been challenging for a lot of people because you're somewhat living through the words of someone else and living through everything else. So it's sort of like clearing that dead space and finding that voice for yourself. I know a lot of times when I have been coaching different types of executive management and they're ready to move on to a VP position, let's say, or something, and they speak through what they believe someone else wants to hear, but they're not really necessarily speaking through themselves. So it's really about finding within yourself what you really want and going after that by achieving it. through your own self voice.
When your book comes out later on this summer, what can people expect from this book?
You're definitely going to be able to expect a new perspective, a new awakened eyes to how you approach success, how you approach, how you go about doing it. It's a method. How do you build certain type of self-awareness? What do you do? Like, what are people expecting from you? They want to know that you're reliable. They want to know that you're in control. They want to know that you're balanced. And how do you go about doing some of those things? So this book tells you a little bit about how to go about some of these things if you haven't. I mean, some of it may be common sense, and some of it may be things that we just need to get trigger our minds to sort of go back to, like, motivation and your character. And you're really looking at your integrity on a daily basis. I don't think sometimes we look at it and really analyze it, but, you know, every time you open your mouth, you know, you're preparing for something. You're preparing for leadership. You're preparing for the next move, and people are listening. So you have to be able to train that voice, know that voice, learn that voice. So that's what you can expect, to discover that voice.
I guess I would be curious, where did you get all this insight for writing this book?
Well, you know, the thing is, since I've been on tour, I've been coming in contact with a lot of people and doing a lot of teaching and coaching and speaking at schools and businesses. I see that there's a need. There's definitely a need, because people want success. They want to achieve certain things, and they don't know how to go about doing it. So through my coaching and through all the things that I do, a lot of the strategies sort of manifested. And so you can see it. There is a pattern. There is a system. And so, like my first book, my first book, Uncertainty to Confidence, A New Way of Living Your Life, that book actually a lot of men read. And I said, you know, what's really going on? Initially, I wrote it for women, and then seems like I created this male audience, and surprisingly enough, there is a movement going on. Men are really taking listen to their inner voice and their personal development. So that's something I will be working on as well, is the new book dedicated to men. But it seems like, especially with leadership and wanting and success, there's a lot more pressure on men for this. And so through all these different things, I said, you know what, I have to create something, because we need to go to work on our belief system. We have to be able to use that to create the life that we want. So, and a lot of it is through all the personal development and all the other, my specialty, you know, personal development. So that helps too.
Definitely. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information and be in touch with you online.
You can still find me at ineedashift.com. Everywhere online you can find me. So there's some blogs. I'm actually, Eric, surprisingly, I'm going to do some podcasts. That's going to be coming out eventually. But I think all of that will be funneled through my website, ineedashift.com.
Very good. And finally, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
All right. Well, you know, it's all about developing your mental attitude, and it's time for a change. And the time is now, and the time is here, and there's no need for delays. Success is yours to achieve.
Good advice. We've been speaking with Carissa Thomas, a personal development speaker and the award-winning author of Uncertainty to Confidence, A New Way of Living Your Life. She is also the author of the new book, The Look of Success, A Guide for Wanting, Achieving, and Sustaining Overall Success in Your Life. And the website of reference, once again, is ineedashift.com. Carissa, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric, so much. I mean, we love your show.
Thank you so much for those kind words. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.